the streets. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Protests happening in Memphis, Tennessee, Saturday, following Friday's release of a video which shows several police officers beating black motorist Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop earlier this month. Nichols succumbed to his injuries several days later.
Justice for Tyree!
Justice for Tyree!
Five of the officers involved, who are all black, were members of the city's Scorpion Unit, which the Memphis police chief disbanded on Saturday. Those officers are facing second-degree murder charges. A shooting outside a home in the wealthy Beverly Crest area of Los Angeles early Saturday morning leaves at least three people dead. They were found in a car parked outside the multi-million dollar short-term rental home. Sergeant Bruce Borihan with the LAPD discusses the victims that were injured.
Two of those victims were here at scene, and the fire department paramedics transported them to a local hospital. And two either self-transported or got a ride to the hospital. And out of those four victims that were transported to the hospital, two are in stable condition and two are in critical condition.
No suspects have been arrested yet. This is California's sixth mass shooting so far in 2023. Minnesota lawmakers voting on abortion access. Fox's Jackie Banez has the report.
After 15 hours of debate, the Minnesota State Senate has passed legislation guaranteeing the right to an abortion. It passed by just one vote.
Democrats fast-tracked the bill following the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe versus Wade last summer. The Iranian government says three drones attempting to attack a military facility were stopped by defense systems. This comes as talks between the U.S. and Iran over a renegotiated nuclear deal appear to have been halted, and as tensions continue to rise between Iran and Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Congressional Budget Office says Social Security and Medicare could run out in 10 years. Fox Business Network's Hillary Vaughn has the details.
Democrats are promising to keep Republicans from putting their hands on Social Security and Medicare. But if both programs are left untouched, according to experts, they will run out of cash anyway, leaving the 66 million people who rely on these benefits with nothing. The CBO estimates that the cost of Social Security already exceeds the money it's bringing in, warning this, quote, the balance in the trust funds will decline to zero in 2033, and the Social Security Administration will no longer be able to pay full benefits when they are due.
President Biden claims Republicans want to cut Social Security and Medicare, but some Republicans, including Florida Senator Rick Scott, say that's incorrect. The first week of testimony is completed in the murder trial of a once prominent South Carolina attorney. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
The jury heard from Alec Murdaugh several times in his own words as he guessed his wife Maggie and son Paul had been shot in connection with a boating accident in which Paul was charged and a 19-year-old girl was killed. Murdaugh's heard on tape telling investigators and detectives he believed anger over that was behind the killings.
He's been punched and hit and just attacked a lot, so, you know, but I mean, nothing like this.
On Friday, a detective testified she saw no shoe or knee prints in the blood by Maggie and Paul's bodies, even though Murdaugh had said he'd checked for pulses. One of Murdaugh's attorneys confirmed she did not see any blood on his clothing or shoes, arguing that if he'd been the shooter, he'd be covered in blood.
An innocent bystander is dead after a shooting at a Massachusetts mall Saturday evening. The Hampton County District Attorney said that the man was caught in a confrontation between two other people at the Holyoke Mall at Ingleside. The suspect is in custody. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.